Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, folks. Welcome in. It's a big Friday night. So many stories are swirling about the great sporting universe, and I gotta love it. Opening ceremony, full slate of baseball, so many NFL stories. We've got the SEC, Big 12 clandestine meetings and subterfuge and questions of who knew what and when. It's almost like we need a congressional hearing for it all. Mike Harmon alongside Steve DeSager. Tonight, no Jason Smith. He's still vacationing in Detroit.
Well, who isn't?
You know what? Whenever I think of places I want to go and I start ranking them, and that's what I do. We do a lot of fantasy football and rankings on the show. Detroit, I don't know other than finishing 32nd in, all right, who's going to have the worst record in the NFL? I don't know that I rank Detroit much.
Is he a Jared Goff fan? Was he advanced scouting? He has relatives. He goes there every year. It's not like we're making fun just because it's not Hawaii. Most places in the U.S. are not Hawaii, let's be honest. But yeah, it's a constant trip to Detroit. Every year, he takes time off from the show.
It's either here or during the holidays. Last week, he got pulled over. I think you were privy to some of that conversation.
And you've brought it up many times since.
Well, we have no choice to. If you're being harassed by police officers immediately upon arriving
harassed.
At your vacation, well, I just thought, you know, you got stopped.
Okay, stopped.
Yeah.
That's a little short of harassed. Well, but they identified him. You're from Syracuse. Pull over now.
Well, no, I think they identified him. Not even a matter of Syracuse. I think for things said and disparaging comments made in prior shows.
So they've heard the show, basically.
Well, everybody does. It is a global phenomenon, the iHeartRadio app, SiriusXM.
By the way, Mr. Met would be celebrating tonight as Pete Alonso hits two home runs, and that's all the Mets need. 3-0 the final over the Jays. So there you go. He's into a fine weekend, even without us.
Sometimes it works, although his magic is wearing off because in the bottom of the sixth, you've got the Royals with a 5-1 lead on his Tigers. Because he's been promoting himself on Twitter as such the good luck charm.
Yeah, his Tigers.
Since he arrived.
Well, this is now starting to be like Arnie Spanier's show on the weekend, where whoever's doing well at the time, my Dodgers or my, it's which is the automatic kiss of death as soon as he aligns with any team. So yeah, he's going to back off the whole my Tigers thing the second he crosses the state line.
No. He was already back on Twitter and extolling the virtues of Rich Hill.
By the way, local police are probably waiting for him to cross the state line, the way things sound.
There is that, too. I will be curious to see if he brings me any kind of an investment opportunity to bring White Castle to the greater Los Angeles area. But that remains to be seen.
Now, he's had many a White Castle conversation on this show, and those are welcome.
Well, I mean, it gets down to, I mean, I'm not getting paid for it, but, you know, you put a name
burgers
on it.
For those who are unaware.
Yeah, let's just call them burgers, sliders. You can find them in the frozen section.
That's so, correct.
I mean, you can get them wherever you need to.
Not quite the same, I'm guessing, but.
No, I spent many, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. run at the end of a night at the racetrack or a ball game or the bars back when I was in Chicago. Good times to be had by all. Not exactly the best of neighborhoods to go traverse to a White Castle, but I'll leave those stories for a soon-to-be-written memoir.
You live to tell.
Yeah, and I'm here. Look, I've got a lot of I have at least 7 stories of where I probably shouldn't still be here, Steve. One involving a gun, one involving passing out. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of random things in the life of Harmon.
So this whole getting pulled over as soon as you hit town, like we hear from your co-host who's absent, that's really nothing to you.
No. I've got many a random bit that come to play. And yeah, again, many, many stories to be told at a later date.
You know, we've got a lot of things to discuss tonight. By the way, the Red Sox, Rafael Devers, has just hit a second homer against the Yankees. They're going to go to the eighth with a 6-1 lead. So Boston apparently is staying in first in the division tonight. But as long as you mention Detroit, Are we going to get to Calvin Johnson at some point?
Oh, no. Calvin, we've got a massive list. You should have like a 9-page email from me in your inbox. Yeah, I mean, there's so much. Calvin Johnson and thank yous and people he probably will say something
Hall
else
of Famer,
about.
Ex-Detroit Lion, Calvin Johnson.
Right. They want money back from him. He told them to beat it and... Well, he's like Barry Sanders. He walked away. We'll be talking momentarily about another guy who is, the betting odds are telling us maybe he's walking away. Coming up in 15 minutes, we got our guy Kenny Rota coming on. Why? Because we're going to talk about the Guardians. We have to talk about the Guardians because...
Someone's saying, what, Marvel movies again?
That's
you
right.
You always talk movies on this show.
We are Groot. We talked about it last night. Of nearly 1,200 names submitted to replace the nickname of Indians in Cleveland, well, we had the big announcement earlier today. We'll hear from Tom Hanks, who did the introduction, and then we'll talk to Kenny Rota and see what local reaction is.
Do we know what the connection is with Tom Hanks in Cleveland?
There was a story that I will... I'll talk about
okay,
that in
good.
A little bit.
We're going to get an answer this hour on that.
Yeah, there's
saying.
A okay. little bit more to it. But I wanted to get to this Aaron Rodgers story because, well, we have the next iteration, and it's got nothing to do with him planting nefarious seeds, as our buddy Vic the Brick Jacobs would say over at AM570's LA Sports, you know, through members of the media or teammates or ex-teammates.
Yeah, that story has largely not moved for quite a while.
Yeah,
right?
Even though the Davante Adams story is something we have to discuss as well.
Talks broke off with the Packers.
That's right. So now it's the question of, well, all right. And he has talked openly in the past of, well, maybe him not being around could influence me. .. Well, this story out of Sports Illustrated, multiple sports books believe Rodgers will announce his retirement before the initial practice of training camp on Wednesday.
Okay, where's the Scooby-Doo, huh?
Exactly. The Westgate Superbook has, quote, closed all of its NFC North markets, including projected wins, playoff odds, divisional odds, and weekly lines for the four division teams.
Wow. That's quick.
I mean, that's a big deal. PointsBet Sportsbook has removed Green Bay from the list of 32 teams. DraftKings has removed Green Bay over under win total and anything under quote-unquote team specials.
So how many hundreds of times have you heard the phrase, Vegas knows something?
Well, that's it. And that's the point. I know I got a text from our buddy Bernie Fratto, who's working the phone lines to try to figure something out if he does find anything out.
He hosts from Vegas here on this network every weekend.
Yep, 11 to midnight on Saturdays. But yeah, he will keep us apprised. Our buddy Todd Furman from Fox Bet Live and the Bet the Board podcast, he'll join us in the final hour of the show. He's also trying to figure out exactly what the hell's going on. But the, you know, sources with knowledge of all of this say, quote, Vegas odds makers tend to be pretty sharp. But they added
that
a lot of
that was a little play on
play.
Words, a little pun there, the sharps.
Sharps.
Yeah.
Normally people say sharks, but it's really sharps.
With a P.
Sharks was only when they did game shows on television because calling them sharps really didn't make a whole lot of sense for folks.
Are you referencing card sharks with a K?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Sharps, as in needle, is what you were talking about, which, like on RJ Bell's show, that
That's
gets
right.
talked about all the time weekdays.
I think if I had a dollar for every time the term is used.
Oh, you could retire.
I would,
or
retire.
You could go to the SEC right now.
Well, that's a whole other thing, Steve. There's a lot of money to be. And tell me you couldn't get the Minister of Culture to just cut an $80 million check.
I'm sorry, the who?
The Minister of Culture. Don't you know the official title of Matthew McConaughey over
oh,
there?
Oh, that's right.
All he's got to do is two or three rom-coms, 6 months of his life, yell, all right, all right, all
right.
In
Austin,
and
yeah.
And he's done. And it's paid off. There's no question about it. But this is interesting because you start getting into the financials of it. And you mentioned Calvin Johnson in terms of asking for money back. There would be potential repayment of $11.5 million in unearned signing bonus money for 2021 if the Packers decided they wanted to go after that. He would save $2 million in fines.
Davante Adams.
No, this is all Aaron Rodgers. Nothing to do with Davante Adams. This is if he retires like the Vegas odds makers are suggesting by pulling things off the board initially. Because right now they fine every day you miss now. It used to be the gentleman's agreement of take your 2 weeks, we'll see you when we see you.
That's right. And money gets waived. Forgive any fines, exactly.
They can't do it anymore. Right. Like that's now part of the new agreement.
So a rule is actually a rule in the NFL.
Yeah, at least on the surface. That doesn't mean that someone couldn't go drop a giant bag of, say, nickels on his lawn worth $2 million.
Do you think money would actually influence a yes or no decision on this?
I don't. If legitimately
with him, I mean,
no, with him, I don't think it's money. He's got plenty of it.
Sure.
B, if the reports are true, right? We talked a lot about last week that he turned down an extension, and what would have given him another giant pile of guaranteed money, because this is the last year of guaranteed money on the deal, right? Which is why in the current structure, it makes sense that he would play 2021 and then potentially, you know, they do the Vegas blackjack dealer thing and move in the offseason thereafter, right? That there's financial and just contract parts to it. Not to mention, also, it's another year for Jordan Love to learn at the feet
of
Aaron Rodgers. Then you really know what he is.
Long contract that you mentioned was, I saw, $130 million that's going to be finishing.
Right. So it's the question of, for him, I don't think it's walking away from this money, and I don't know that the Packers would dare say, hey, we want our 11-5 back. And I think that's where you truly lose any potential goodwill in the process. Hey, by the way, we would like
now
our money
wait
back.
A minute.
You walked away, but we'd like our money back.
It was just last week that the Packers said they lost nearly $39 million in the last fiscal year because they were one of the teams playing in front of no fans at home games.
That's right. It took away 10% of their war chest, which shows you how profitable the NFL is.
That's the story. Absolutely.
Exactly. On a year-to-year basis, how profitable it is, and you look at that built up over just a small number of years, right? They had done renovations to the stadium, all of those things. That's the war chest. The salary cap's going to go up. You sign new media deals. You've got all sorts of other
media deals. That provides everybody, whether you win or not.
Yes.
And you mentioned all the building and they've done, and they've got that great Hall of Fame attached to the stadium and the greater attendance now than before. The Packers, I think they said last week, it had been about 20 years since they were in the red for any fiscal year.
Correct.
And it took a pandemic to do it to them. It's a cash cow owning the NFL team. Now, Jerry Jones, for example, he poured a lot of cash into getting a new stadium and went into debt knowing that because his team's so popular and this league's so popular, he's going to get that money back eventually. NFL teams that aren't the Cowboys, that aren't the Packers or Steelers, just by existing in the league, earn over $300 million each in national revenues. That alone, before you sell a ticket, pays for your payroll. The salary cap was about $200 million last year. Now, you have other operating expenses, and hence the Packers were in the red for one whole year. But I need to repeat out loud, NFL teams earn over $300 million each in national revenues. You talk about the Dodgers and Yankees having their own channel and getting all this money that some of their competitors don't have. The NFL, everything's on national TV. It's as if everyone has their own channel.
Right. Everybody gets that split, right? That's why when you look at the salary cap, right? You talk about getting over $300 million. The salary cap last year was 196 or thereabouts. Mm-hmm. This year they'll play at 183, even though the money's going back to normal. And then it'll start rising once again. But again, we're talking about Amazon and Google and all these other companies that are trying to carve out their exclusive highlight packages.
Well, Amazon
packages
with the Thursday
games,
package,
right?
Yeah.
Amazon with the amount of money they're bringing to the table here. I mean, not to mention the networks, right? The networks, it's always, hey, you know what? You guys ready to re-up? Let's keep those lines movie as well.
This, Mike Harmon, will get us later in the show to the talk about Oklahoma and Texas perhaps leaving for the SEC, because it absolutely does have to do with this kind of, not these dollars, but this kind of payout per team that the SEC gets. And it's not just from their own channel that they have as a conference. It's the national contracts from a very popular conference. And guess who's probably been involved in these secret negotiations the whole time?
But that's the whole thing, right? Is how much this has been working under cover of night for many months. And there's a question I saw posed. I don't remember the source, but remember when Texas made their coaching hire? I think you might have known something about
this.
Yeah, seems the timing all
knowing they're not sticking
out
in that Big 12 conference that doesn't have 12 anymore.
Correct. Seems like all of that works out. But then we talk about the domino effects and the chaos that ensues. I mean, it's great theater for us.
You like chaos.
Well, I like it between the white lines. And in this case, look, if you need to shuffle it up and NIL is already doing it, right? I mean, we're already going to see the effects of it. For the NBA draft, look how many guys are going back to school. Why? Because there's no guaranteed contracts after the end of the first round, folks. So otherwise you go play in a fledgling league here, you go overseas. And how many 17 or 18-year-old kids do you know that are looking to just go jump to another country?
Right, and annually there are more guys that declare for the NBA draft than actually get drafted.
By far, yes.
So many spaces. It's a two-round draft.
So now there's the education part, but also with NIL. I mean, when Johnny Juzang made his decision to go back to UCLA, it's immediately, all right, that's a couple hundred grand if they at a minimum, right? Not to mention what Nick Saban had to say about his quarterback who hasn't taken a snap. But we've got so much going on. That is, well, the veritable appetizer on everything. Coming up next, we're going to tell the story of why Tom Hanks did the narration of said Guardians reveal this morning, and what Kenny Rhoda and the good folks of Cleveland think about it. Steve DeSager in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon. This is Fox Sports Radio. Hey, if you're dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery service like free battery testing and free battery charging. The free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a new replacement battery, they can help with that too. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. And they're the only place that you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination.
Cleveland!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome back in. It's Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Jason off tonight. Steve DeSager joins me this evening. Good times all around. We got baseball. We got it's just several hours and many cups of coffee before the U.S. women's team takes to the pitch once again. But we had other news today as a story we talked about a little bit last night and the potential of a name reveal to come in short order out of Cleveland, that a decision had been made in 7 months. And we've already talked about the Washington football team. That's pushed off for another year. Again, if you're selling a lot of merch, it works. Because remember, folks, in the naming game, part of it is, hey, is this going to sell? Yes. Because we can always use some extra influx of cash, as we were just talking about, Steve. But we have the audio of the reveal, and we'll talk about the story coming up in about 20 minutes as to the connection, as to why Tom Hanks was the narrator. But let's give you a little taste before we go to Cleveland for reaction.
You see, it has always been Cleveland. That's the best part of our name. And now it's time to unite as one family, one community, to build the next era for this team and this city, to keep watch and guard what makes this game the greatest, to come together and welcome all who want to join us. We are loyal and proud and resilient. We protect what we've earned and always defend it. Together we stand with all who understand what it means to be born and built from the land. Because this is the city we love and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
There it is. Tom Hanks with the reveal of Guardians. Going out to the hotline now, Mr. Cleveland, friend of the show and host of the Kenny and JT Show on 1480 WHBC. It's our buddy, Kenny Rota. Kenny, I got to imagine a very busy day for you all today off of this one.
Yeah, extremely busy day today. We knew this day was coming. We just weren't sure when. And last night, it was leaked out that they were close to announcing the new name, and then boom, we wake up this morning and there it was, and then they held the press conference and Tom Hanks is doing the video, and now we're the Guardians, not of the galaxy, but of Progressive Field.
Well, you did have James Gunn and so many others. I just said the new team slogan becomes hashtag We Are Groot to bind everybody together. But, hey, look, eventually there's going to be Marvel bobblehead days. There's no question about it. But what's the initial reaction, not only from you, who now have to embrace this on the airwaves, but, you know, local reaction there in Cleveland?
Not a fan myself, not a big fan of the nickname Guardians, and I think the logo is awful, to be perfectly honest with you, for all the time and money they spent on coming up with the nickname as well as the logo. We talked about it on the Kenny and JT Show today, and I was just totaling up some numbers. 75% of the people, text club, Facebook, as well as our call today, did not like it, not happy with it, especially the logo. And on Twitter, we did a poll there. 38% think it's horrible. Only 11% love it. So from the people that I've talked to and that we've dealt with today, not being received very well, the Guardians, and especially that logo.
Kenny, this is Steve. What would you say about the logo and name? It's just bland. It doesn't engender any emotions. Is that it?
Absolutely. Very vanilla, very boring, very blah. You know, this is supposed to be an exciting day, right? We all knew this was coming. And, you know, whether you agree with them dropping the name Indians, we knew it was coming. So we've accepted that, right? Okay, so what are you going to replace it with? It should be an exciting day. It should be, you know, a buildup of, you know, fans can't wait to see what that new logo is going to look like and the colors and the scheme and everything like that. And then today we saw that. And it was like we were watching the press conference, and I tweeted this out. It felt like we were, you know, at a funeral. It was just so wow. Somber and so boring and so blah. And I hope they have something else up their sleeve. I hope what we saw today, the logo, isn't the final logo. Maybe if there's enough, you know, pushback, blowback, maybe they'll add something to it or change it. But I'm hoping for some type of change, something else to go along with a baseball that has wings and the letter G on it. It just doesn't do anything for me.
So we'll never know the runners-up, guys, because now after this reaction, nobody wants to hear the alternatives, right?
Well, you know, we were talking about that today, and, you know, we had people calling up about 2 months ago, giving us ideas. What would you like it to be? What would, you know, something baseball-related, the sluggers or the dingers, because it's all about hitting home runs, or the walleye because of Lake Erie, and you could shorten it up, and tonight the Wallies play the Yankees. You know, just anything, but, you know, the Guardians and then that baseball with wings on it. It just doesn't, like I said, the bridge that they talked about, the Hope Memorial Bridge, where these Guardians of Transportation, you know, were a part of. I've covered this team for, let's see, going back to 1986 when I was in college at Baldwin Wallace, right? I didn't know about that bridge. I know it was the opening shot in Major League, but that was about it. But nobody, you know, really talked about it. Nobody referenced it before. And now all of a sudden, it's who the baseball team is named after. I don't like it. But then again, my son texted me and just called me a grumpy old man and said he liked it. He's 29 years old. He thought it was cool. So what do I know?
I know it was celebrated throughout all of minor league baseball. I mean, they all came out, all their social media directors, and, you know, pats on the back and saying welcome to the club in that regard. I also tweeted out, Kenny, and tell me what you think of this. One, it looks a little bit like a logo that you'll see for the Angels. It looks like the helmet of the Flash, either, you know, the DC movies or the CW television show, or Prince Vulcan, also known as Hawkman from Flash Gordon from 1980. Dive!
Well, think about this. The Guardians, that bridge, I think they were put up in 1932, and they were protecting stage coaches and buggies. And here we are in 2021, and we're going back to 1932 with the logo and trying to – I mean, look at what the Seattle Kraken did. Oh, my – you talk about getting it right and getting it wrong. The Kraken, phenomenal. I grew up in Pittsburgh, okay, a Penguins fan. I cover the Monsters on TV here in Cleveland, so they're the minor league team of the Blue Jackets, and I'm a big hockey fan, cover all those teams, love all those teams. I'm going to go buy a Seattle Kraken shirt. Because it's cool. The logo's neat. The color scheme is neat. I love it. And then today we saw this, and it's like, okay, please tell me there's something more.
So they're keeping the C on the cap. They're keeping the Cleveland on the road uniforms. The colors, I hear, are not changing.
Red, white, and blue. They're staying the same. A different font or whatever to match whatever is on the bridge. I'm hoping for everything that went into this, that there is a heck of a lot more. My personal favorite would have been the Buzzards. And, of course, WMMS, one of the greatest rock stations, and an iconic logo there. They could have played off of that with a buzzard swinging a baseball bat. Or even today, why not have one of the Guardians swinging a baseball bat? Yeah, I know they look all roided up and everything like that, but that era is over, right? Have one of those guys with a catcher's mask on or something. And swinging a baseball bat, do something, not just a baseball with wings. It doesn't hit home. I think they struck out with it, to be perfectly honest with you.
48-47 coming into the weekend series. But I got to imagine that, folks, maybe if you just started talking about Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns, that would get folks in a better spirit, as it were.
Absolutely. Next week, Baker and the boys will be getting at it. The 28th, July 28th, first day of practice. It's closed to the public and the media, I think, the first day, but they don't care. People will just be happy that the Browns will get started up, and then you get to go to camp this year. They're opening that back up, thank goodness, after last year with the pandemic. We'll have the Orange and Brown scrimmage practice down at the stadium. People will go get to see that. See Baker slinging it to OBJ and Juice Landry, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt in the backfield, Miles Garrett looking like one of the Guardians of the Galaxy on the defensive line with Jadeveon Clowney. Yeah, football season can't get here quick enough for a lot of people.
How soon till they have 1,000 potential submissions to put something on the Browns helmet?
I think with the way they fought when the Browns moved to Baltimore, right? That they're happy with the name, the colors, the history, the stats, and everything. It's tradition there, and they don't want to mess with that. The only thing they want to change there is to have that tradition win a Super Bowl, something they haven't done. And I personally think on paper they're one of the best teams in the NFL with all the offseason moves on defense. The draft pick of Newsom in the first round and Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah on defense, in the second round. I think on paper they've got one of the best teams. Now, can they create the chemistry and can they do it on the field? We're going to find out, but I picked them already to win the division, so I'm sticking my neck out there early on, but I think they've done enough where they're going to be the best team in the AFC North.
All right, last one from me, and then we'll revisit as football season gets going, but the draft coming up for the NBA. What are you hearing locally about Colin Sexton? Is a deal going to get done there?
Well, I'm a believer that he is a sixth man. And on a bad team, somebody has to score points. And he averaged 24 points a game this past year. And he led the team in scoring. He increased his scoring each year. But I just don't see the complete game from him. So I would like to see him moved. And if that means you have to throw him into a package to get rid of that horrific contract from Kevin Love, I'm all for it, to get either maybe another top 10 draft pick or a veteran player that can come in and help this team. I'd like to see that. When you look at the draft picks, Mobley would be nice there at 3, but they've already got Jaren Allen, who they just tendered with the restricted free agent contract tender today. So for me, Jalen Green would be the guy that I would go after. I love his game. I've been told that he could lead the NBA in scoring one day. And if you can go get a guy like that and build around him with Darius Garland and Allen, I think that would be a nice start. So for me, Allen or Mobley, but I also hear the Cavs like, Kuminga as well, who played in the G League with Green last year. So it's going to come down to who's ever left there at three, and then they'll have their pick of about three guys, and we'll see what they do there.
Kenny, it's been great talking to you at the Indians, really getting people's hopes up, and it sounds like excitement up for the reveal, and it's the Cleveland Guardians starting next year. So I guess if I may quote, it was, as it turned out, a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury and signifying nothing. A big letdown today.
Yes, I agree with that. I'm hopeful that they have something else, like I said, up their sleeve that we haven't seen the full reveal just yet. That is my hope.
There it is. Kenny Rota with us. He is Mr. Cleveland, the host of the Kenny and JT Show on 1480 WHBC at the Kenny Rota on Twitter. Thanks for taking the time with us on a Friday night. Now go think of better things.
Yes, I'm going to go. Let's see, what can I do? I'm going to go watch Bachelor Party when Tom Hanks hits a home run with a tennis ball out of the tennis court and says the Indians win the World Series.
I got to say, you probably did spend a lot of time just ranking Tom Hanks movies since he voiced the intro there.
Absolutely. Bachelor Party for me. I don't care what awards he's won. That's number one on my list.
My guy. Kenny, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being with us.
All right. See you guys.
Appreciate it. All right, so obviously Steve gave us a little bit of Shakespeare and Macbeth.
Oh, very good.
At the end of
I did Northwestern education of yours.
English and econ major. Yes, a lot of Shakespeare
in my past.
I do
want the Tom Hanks reference.
We're going to talk about it because folks that missed it, we'll hear from Tom Hanks again, and we'll tell the story of his connection to Cleveland. And now when there's another reveal, y'all have to try to figure out who you want to be a voice. And it can't always be James Earl Jones or Morgan Freeman, okay? So this was a little bit outside the box, you know, the voice of God. You know what? Tom Hanks has that effect on people, too. It's not just, you know, yelling at Forky and Buzz Lightyear.
He's got a great voiceover voice, unlike, you know, Kevin Costner or any number of famous actors who, let's say, aren't that great in the role.
Either that, or I would just take Sam Elliott and let him do everything.
Oh, hey, now we're talking.
And then he can tell me what's for dinner. He's Steve DeSager in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio. Thanks for being with us on a Friday night, being part of the family. We'll get into Tom Hanks, his history, and why Cleveland chose him to unveil Guardians. And, well, we got Kenny Rota's opinion. What do we think of it? We'll talk about that next here on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. I'm Mike Harmon, Jason Smith. He is off tonight. That means Steve DeSager. Special delivery, as he's called by some in the building.
Some who are not in the building.
The encyclopedia. By others. He's our guy. And we appreciate him being with us. We got Iowa Sam. We got Ricky producing. Frostberg texting me, our executive producer from home. We've got our team making it sound oh so pretty here for you on a Friday night. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time. I can't stress that enough. We're blessed to do what we do to provide opinions, entertainment, and a little bit of chaos in a very digestible form, as we call it here at Fox Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter at Swollen Dome. If you want to get in on the program, start giving me some ideas for content you'd like to see for fantasy purposes. We're rebuilding a website.
Now we're talking.
And the I Want Your Flex podcast is coming back, Steve. Season 2.
Love it.
For Byer and I here in short order. I think another week's time we'll convene for our first couple of episodes and get things running, and certainly the Packers giving us plenty of fodder, as well as a story we'll talk about in 10 minutes, coaching staffs and, well, departures on the eve of training camp due to vaccination.
And by the way, the Bucks report to camp tomorrow, their veterans, most teams next week.
and the Bucks with a lot of celebration last night.
Boy, that private ceremony and getting the ring. We talked about it a little last night.
Boy, that ring, man.
319 outer diamonds because of the – that's 319 because of the 31-9 final score in the Super Bowl. If they'd just gotten another touchdown at the end, more diamonds.
I showed the quick – there was a four-picture run through, right, different angles, and then one with the top off to my daughters earlier.
That's right. The top comes off on the ring.
And there's the stadium that they're in, and they're looking at me going, why would you ever wear that? It's like, you wouldn't.
No.
You will build a case that has lasers around it and everything to protect it.
And it's as large as our hands. So I know there are some people, maybe people don't know this, it's not just players that get rings. Often, sometimes people in the office get rings. This, I mean, you'd be dragging your left hand behind you as you walk down the street. It's larger than you.
That is impressive. And sometimes you get alternate versions that get offered if folks that work in the organization want to buy in. A lot of times with NFL teams, they do buy for everybody associated. We'll see what comes out of all of that. But we did get the unveiling of the Guardians today, Steve.
Cleveland Guardians.
Yes,
Every time you mention that, they think we're back on a Jason Marvel rant or
well,
something.
Well, I mean, we could, and we did a lot of references to it. We talked about it a little bit with Kenny Rhoda, and that was one of the suggestions, was just calling him flat out the Avengers. But then we got this reveal today, and if you listen to the voice, you recognize it pretty early. It's Tom Hanks.
You see, it has always been Cleveland. That's the best part of our name. And now it's time to unite as one family, one community, to build the next era for this team and this city, to keep watch and guard what makes this game the greatest, to come together and welcome all who want to join us. We are loyal and proud and resilient. We protect what we've earned and always defend it. Together we stand with all who understand what it means to be born and built from the land. Because this is a city we love and the game we believe in. And together we are all Cleveland Guardians.
Now, if you think you recognize the music, you do. It is the Black Keys with Little Black Submarines. They're from Akron. So they contributed as well. But for Tom Hanks, this goes back to 1977 when a young Tom Hanks got to Cleveland and was working at the Great Lakes Shakespeare Festival. There he spent three summers, became an Indians fan, and there he earned his actor's equity card.
Because he famously used to be one of the guys selling like sodas at Oakland A's game as a kid.
Correct. But then for professional purposes, that's where he... He earned his stripes, as it were, and got that equity card and spent a lot of time at ballparks, embraced the local team, and then has talked about it through years.
Not good back then.
No, yeah, no,
just
terrible.
For the record. Yeah.
No, there's some legendary baseball cards and figures, but
big Andre Thornton fan probably.
That would be my guy from the late 70s and early 80s. There's no question about it. But there you have it. There's your Tom Hanks connection and why he delivered that, as well as a little bit of a great rock chord from the Black Keys.
And we understand the team colors are remaining the same, and they'll still wear some road uniforms that say Cleveland on it. It's not going to be Guardians all over the place.
No, and I guarantee you they're going back to the well for other logos as we speak. He's Steve DeSager in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon. Jason Smith Show on Mike with Mike Harmon continues here on Fox. We'll talk about the NFL and vaccinations.